Blog Talk Radio.
We are going to tell us our place. Take it away. Now we back on the front porch. Got to let out quiet. And drop. Take it away.
Man.
Seems like somebody's arm. I some leg him.
Well, ain't much around.
Okay, I just want to know if somebody was on or not. Did Akbar call you?
No, he didn't call me.
He didn't? Okay, well then he's going to be a little late getting in here. He had to help somebody to move something.
Okay,
so he called saying he's on his way next.
Because I invited, we got people supposed to be coming on, young folks.
Okay. Okay, so you want to just take it over yourself? Want to go ahead since he's not here?
Yes, that's what I'm supposed to do. When he can't do it, then I can do it.
Okay. You know? Okay, but that's why I'm trying to let you know that he won't be here. You know, I'm trying to find out if it's okay. That's all. You know, I'm not ain't trying to take over. Okay, just, I didn't open up or anything. No prayer, nothing. I didn't open up.
Okay. All right. Let me open up in prayer. Could you get this other Ascension God? Because I actually got about 12 minutes on.
Okay, that one ain't
got no other one. Yeah. I will do Blahim and Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, and not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Alhamdulillah. If we have anybody else on the line, we're gonna apologize to you. But inshallah, I send the brother the information on the date that we on, the days that we on. It's Monday through Sunday, two of those days, the sisters on Sunday and Tuesday.
Right.
Sunday and Tuesday. I see the brother flashing his name right now. Show me his name, because I sent a text to him.
Mm-hmm.
And also that time, that's the time, the central time, is 6 p.m. and the eastern time is 7 p.m. So
right.
The time we come on is 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. So this program is called The Message of Concern. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And The Message of Concern, this title was named by Imam Wahid Muhammad, and he put it in the Muslim Journal. It's in the Muslim Journal on page 4. And at first it was the CRAID Committee, CRAID, the CRAID Committee. And that was a committee for the removal of all racial images that portray the divine, Imam Wahid Muhammad added to that. He added to that, and he had us initiate, had us start the message of concern, and the CRAID committee, we asked the question, what would happen if you have a Caucasian image portrayed as Almighty God? What psychological effect would this have on the minds of the young people? And then we explained that to them, and then we turn around and ask the question, what psychological effect would it have on people that's not that color? You see, so I think the only thing that the imams changed was on the message of concern is what psychological effect would it have on the world's children. He changed that part to world children.
On the mind of the world children.
On the mind of the world children. So that was the only thing that he changed, and he had a reason for changing that. So alhamdulillah, he taught us that anytime a young person that is not the same color of that image, anytime they see that image or they go to a place of worship that is presenting a spiritual understanding on that image, what it does to the young peoples that is not of that race, it right away makes them psychologically inferior. Instant. It makes them psychologically inferior. Now, this is what the psychologist said. It said that it instantly makes them psychologically inferior. You know, so it affects the young peoples that way, and now the peoples that is not of that race, see, the image is portrayed in one of the races, and is betrayed. I'm talking about Jesus. Give us, which is a false Jesus, which is a program that came together by Paul and some other guys, you know, at the Council of Nicaea. You know, Constantine, they developed that program where they established Christ Jesus as the Son of God. Where in the Quran and other books, Christ Jesus is seen as God's servant, a prophet of God. He's seen as a prophet of God. The peace and blessing be upon him. Then they turn around. They just lately start saying that Jesus was God. Called God. But automatically, if you do any thinking, that's the only thing he could be. You know, if a chicken have a child, if it have another chicken, it gonna be a chicken. If a dog get impregnated and have a baby, it's gonna grow up to be a dog. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. We're not in this here religion. Al-Islam is not complicated. The only thing you had to do is you had to apply your thinking to it, and that's almost in everything. Especially in Christianity, if you don't use your mind, then it's a possibility you can lose it. And I see a whole lot of mentally ill peoples that walking around, and if you look at them, they have took on the look of that image. It has that type of psychological effect. And there was a time our parents, they used to straighten. And I don't know what they do it now, but they used to straighten the children's hair to look like that image. You know? And they had some young girls that they was going through a little test with them. And they had some baby dolls, you know. Some of the dolls was African American, and some of the dolls was Caucasian. And each time, after they asked the children, which one of these dolls is the most beautiful doll? And they asked them to pick it out. And each time, now this is what it said. So each time, our African American girls, they picked out the Caucasian doll. We talking about damage. We talking about psychological damage that this image does. And they ask the young girls, why is it, so you African American, why is it that you what's wrong with the doll of your color? And the young girls said that they was ugly. That was the reason they didn't pick it out, because they was ugly. Not that type of understanding That type of threat came on them or came about through them seeing that image. Because that image, they portray that image that represent the standard of beauty. Anytime African-Americans talk about hair and stuff like that, they use the term, when they talk about Caucasian hair and African-American hair, Caucasian hair is straight, African-American is nappy, many of them, the majority of them. And they say that they, for example, if they kind of describe an African-American, you know, that has nappy hair. They said they describe him as, oh, he got straight hair or curly hair. They use the term that straight or curly hair is good hair. And they use the term for nappy hair as bad hair. So you see the type of night, the effect that it has on our people. This is real serious what I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters. This is real serious because it affects our children, and they had to adjust to live that type of act, that type of role, to live that type of life of somebody else. They'll never know themselves. You never know yourself if you're trying to be somebody else. And 99 cents is that you yourself are offer the best than trying to be somebody else. If you be yourself, that hurts, brothers and sisters. But now what it does psychologically to the young Caucasian, when they see their image up there as the Son of God, the Almighty God, it has a psychological effect on them too. And the psychological effect that it have on the young Caucasian, it makes them false. Because they can't be what that image portrays. So they become artificial. They become artificial. If they go to a football game, a basketball game, and they see that African American people is doing all the scoring, then that's a concern. That's a serious concern. If they look at a boxing match and they see that the African American is beating everybody, Caucasian, Indian, all of them, and that bothers them psychologically, because they think that they supposed to. Be the best. So it has a psychological effect on them too, brothers and sisters. You know, it has its problem. You know, alhamdulillah. I'm gonna have to get my phone.
Could you wild yours?
Yeah. Because I guess got 9 more seconds on that, and I'm asking my wife, could she cut her phone on, and I'm gonna be charging mine. But brothers and sisters, there's so much that we have to pass on to. Is on?
Go ahead, talk.
Yes. Could you hear?
Mm-mm.
Could you hear me?
No.
Okay.
Say something.
So it's
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Important. Sister Dyer, could you hear me? Sister Dyer.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now I'm on my wife's phone.
Okay, I can hear you.
Could you cut hers on?
I can hear you.
She said she could hear you, Shuja.
No, she hear me on that phone.
Oh, okay. Let me turn this one off.
I don't know, confused. Could you unmute? Could you unmute Sister Karan's phone?
Oh, okay. Let me see this one. Okay, it's 49, right? 3149?
Yes, ma'am.
There it is. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Got you. Okay.
All right, appreciate that. Hum. Put that on mute, please. So, alhamdulillah, it's so much. It's so much that we can. I'm just coming at you from my point of view, but we have Brother Akbar. You know, he does dawah, and he has his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole purpose is to let you know God told the prophet, it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the people, but your job is to warn the people.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing that we. That's our purpose of coming to you with this message of concern, talking about images, is that we're warning you, and it's up to you as an individual to make your own decision. You can. Accept what we're saying. You can investigate what we're saying, or you can say this. You know. You can say, "Well, ain't doing nothing to me. I'm gonna keep my straight hair." You know, I'm gonna keep thinking the way I'm thinking. So it's up to you. You had to make the decision. We are here to give you another option than the one that you already have. And our whole position is in your benefit. It's in your benefit. It's not going to help us. It's not going to help God, put it that way. Brothers and sisters, they are getting stronger and stronger with this racism. The reason that they have racism is because of that image. One of the biggest complaints that we have is that we complain about people's is racist on our job. On almost everything.
And especially in religion. Especially in religion. That's where it's most dangerous at and most effective. And the way they are coming at the one that is warning, or the one that is trying to pass the truth on to you, they strive to attack Islam. But every time they try to attack Islam, God perfect the religion. And I know right now, you know, they got an all-out war against Islam. And but you listen to the TV, they tell you that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world.
In the world. That's right.
The fastest growing religion in the world.
And that's why
so I'm proud to be a Muslim. And you should be too.
Oh yeah.
We know it's a struggle. You know, I remember my daughters when they was going to public school. That I had one of my daughters, you know, she wore a scarf. But she was the only one in the class that had a scarf. and this is what the teacher did. The teacher started wearing a scarf. She started covering her hair to take some of that
what?
Pressure off my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that we really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a Caucasian.
Wow.
This was a Caucasian. You know, so it was powerful when the Caucasian does it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful when the Caucasian joined the religion. I know that hurts you, but it's the truth. and the truth is the light. You know,
it will set you free.
and you know, we see what's going on out in the community. We see what's going on as far as racism is concerned. There's so many different things that they are doing in politics. And just they had a time where you can't even eat. You couldn't even go and eat in a restaurant. They discriminate against you. We had a big fight over racism,
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters. I don't have to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might do a little bit more if I know that we got quite a few young people on the line. I might explain a little bit more because they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But the older brothers and sisters, I don't have to explain nothing to them because they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in the position that we are in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. I was watching there in Texas, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Ohio. I mean, it was about seven different cities. They showed homes that was built by the Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And it would bring tears to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Big communities, and they was living like they was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Them home was so pretty. All of them look like million-dollar homes.
Mm.
And just watching the people, how they, how they was associating with each other,
mm-hmm.
how they was being courteous, and they showed all these beautiful masjids. All of them they call Islamic centers, and they call it a masjid too.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what my son Tariq was talking about that like Allah said that the whole earth
is a masjid.
But it's a blessing, brothers and sisters. We have to understand and know the Quran, because the Quran say that after difficulty
comes ease.
Allah said that we're going to go through this difficulty. Allah said that he was going to test us. Allah said that he gave us a free will. For you are able to say that I will accept God, or I will not accept him. A free will where you make your own decision, but he have it set up where there's a reward and there's a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Did him right and wrong. God set that up like that. He gave us a free will, but there's a right now we're in the judgment.
Oh yeah,
we're in the judgment. And brothers and sisters, those schools, they got all kind of schools. They don't have to worry about the separation. You don't have to worry about the separation of religion and education and things like that. You don't have to worry about none of that. And I was looking at all those stores that they had. The beautiful food places that they had. You don't have to just look hard, try to make sure you're not getting food that is no good.
Right.
Allah tell us to put halal on the society. So that means that I put the best that they got.
Mm-hmm.
I put the best out there on. Ain't that a beautiful religion?
Thank you.
If everybody strive to look for the best, and when they sell something to you, they're giving you the best. In many cases, they got more understanding of it as far as being good or bad than the customer do. I can see why Islam is the fastest growing religion. But one thing the young people learn, Been a Muslim, when they make friends, they got true friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Okay then. I'm not going to take up all the time, but praises be to Allah.
You can keep on.
If you had, anybody on the line that has any questions that they want to ask me from what I said. If they don't understand it, they disagree with it, or they want to add to it, just punch one on your phone, and it'll say you're now in the queue. And we can talk. Praise be to Allah, because our whole job is to pass on something to each other, because there's a whole lot of things that you know that I don't know. You can help me too. Just thank you for everybody trying to help each other. So, alhamdulillah, we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace, and we're going to say, as-salamu alaykum, until Allah, Brother Akbar made it back?
Yes, I'm here, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Tujah. I had a little to do, but I'm here now. Humilay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah
Rahman.
Well, it got to lamb. You hear me?
Can
you hear me?
I don't know. I hear somebody talking in the background.
Yeah.
Assalamualaikum.
Yeah. Well, it got to lamb. Can you hear me?
I can't hear
you.
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, man. You can't hear me? Assalamualaikum.
Did you all hear me when I was teaching?
Yeah, we heard you. Yeah, we heard you.
Okay, then. I just can hear you.
Okay.
You probably need to hang up and then come back again.
No, he'll be all right.
No, you
can
turn
it up.
I turned it up. Can you hear me, dear? Can you hear me now?
No.
Can you hear me now? You can't hear me. Well, let me go out.
No,
and
I can't hear you.
Come back. Okay.
Could you hear me? Could you cut this up?
If they could hear you, then...
No, they can hear me, but I can't hear them.
Okay, go ahead. Now.
Assalamu alaikum. Agba.
Can you hear now?
No, I can't hear nothing now. Sister Daya.
Yes, sir. I'm going on now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You hear me now? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I came out.
Alhamdulillah.
Back in.
Yeah, I can hear
you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Thank you, brother.
I'm turning it over to you, brother.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. I talked to a brother, and he said there's a sister that's teaching the young people, and they like these different blog talks, and the Lifeline and things like that we are teaching on. And that the sister is going to get these young people to listen to these. They're going to be a regular thing. Inshallah, when they come on, we'll know when they come on, you know. We might have to start from the beginning with them, you know.
Alhamdulillah. I got a building. Yeah, I'm gonna send you the picture, and you can call.
Allah Akbar. Yes, sir. Allah Akbar.
Big.
That sounds good. That's good news.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm gonna turn it over to you, and we'll talk about that.
Okay. Humilaje chan rajin, Bismillah rahman rahim, Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, rahman rahim. Only bear witness and I testify there is no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah, He is the one who lives and never dies. He's the only one lives that never dies. The human being lives, they die, they make it over to the other side. And according to scripture, that he lived over there longer than he lived here. So we here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station trying to put down the evil, get the evil out of the world. And one way to get doing that is removing all image from worship. Or out of for anywhere where an image has been put up and have been told that there was God or God's son. Either way, whoever says that, if you said God got a son, then you're giving God an image. So we said don't make no image, no way, no time, at any time. God said don't make no image. That should be enough. And we can see the problem of that image. We don't live the problem of that image in America. We don't live under Jim Crow. We don't live under Willie Lynch. We don't live under Bo Connor. And many, many more evil people that we don't have the time to call their name. We don't live under the federal in the South, the Confederacy in the South. We don't live through that. We don't live through George Wallace and all the other people that have caused many problems in African-American life. We don't live among these people. So Allah has protected us and preserved us, and he has taken us and preserved us so we can come together and show the world wrong. They were wrong for saying, doing what they did. They said that we was like coons, and they didn't say they made us like that. Well, we depend on them. They said we was coons. A coon is an animal, if you feed it, it'll stop fishing and hunting and feeding on your welfare, your handout. And so they named us after the to call us coons and apes and all kinds of things we were called. So we lived through that. And we lived through that. And God allows us to live through that. Why? Well, we can come together and show those people that did that, who laughed at us and did all them things, that what a terrible mistake they have made. You can't do what you want to a creation of God and think that you're getting away with it. There's no getting away. There's no escape. You can't leave this earth. If you do leave this earth, you go to another planet that God owns and you won't escape that. You can't escape that. So we here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station trying to encourage the young people and all of the people, especially the senior citizens, if they think about it, how can God have a son and he only have one son? And the son comes from the very people that put us in this condition. What happens once you be put in this condition? You put in that condition. What happens? You fear. You're scared. You come. And scared is another way of saying you become inferior. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust people to look like you. And so as long as you're not trusting people that look like you, you will never be able to make the progress or make more progress than the very people that brought us here. So you're afraid to compete with them. Now, you ain't afraid to catch no football or run no football. You ain't afraid to do that. But you're afraid to compete with them in international business, world business. You're afraid of that. In order for us to change this world, we have to have schools. We have to have a place to train our next generation so they will not fall in the mistake we made. And we have to show them love. We have to give them the best teaching. And we know any teacher that said, lay at the law and have a good heart, then that teacher is ready to put all she got into that child. We know that. But this world don't want the teacher to do that. They want the teachers to be, especially the public school, to be fashion, run a fashion show. To look like she got $1 million and she don't have that. This is what the school want the people to look like. Show all, it got the women in there showing all their legs, all their arms out. You're a product of who you learn from. If you want to teach a person how to be a criminal, first you got to dress him like a criminal. They know if you get that child to dress like a criminal, he's going to act like a criminal. So we got some backlash coming.
That's okay, the
report. Backlash coming from somewhere. But that's okay. When you're telling the truth, when you're trying to make a difference, this is one of the things that you have to face. You have to face it. Satan is not going to leave goodness alone.
Okay.
His job is to stop the goodness. Okay, my wife said she got some questions she would like to ask, and out of respect, well, I'll let her ask some questions because I got to eat from her. You know, I got to eat food that she cooked, so I got to let her ask the questions.
If you want to, you have to.
Well, see, that sounds like a trap to me. But anyway, you got it. You can ask whatever question you want. There you go.
I sound like it was Allah's name, mercy, benefactor, mercy, redeemer. I bet when there's no God but Allah, one creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. I bet when is that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a field of prophets. And we, I'm just thinking here of what Brother Tuja has said before. And it was just so, and I didn't get a chance because my husband had come right in and he needed to give some time as well. And he had to give some more time as well. But I just wanted to interject this before the season is gone. Brother Sujal, he was speaking on the way they got to this, to the Jesus name. And I just happened to run across just now when I'm looking at my CDs. You know, the Council of Nisa you were talking about? I have that DVD. And Brother Norman left it for us when he came down. He used to come down and stay here with us while he was here. He left it for us. And it is a good CD, a DVD explaining just how they had all these men who was who looked similar with these beards, you know, and his long hair, and they got them all together that looked alike and picked from them, you know, picked them to become the council. And then that's how they took a vote on if the person that look like this the most and all of them should, you know, out of all of them should be called Jesus, the name. They would pick the name out. And I heard somewhere somebody was saying the other day that, I think it was Muhammad, said how there's never been a Jesus, nothing like that. But that's what, anyway, that's how they picked the name out for the name Jesus. Okay. And then, and not only that too, also, what else was that? Oh, blew my mind. Oh, y'all hear one of those things in a moment. But, anyway. Yeah, this would be good for the children to know about as well. And that's a good idea, too, Brother Suja, bring my husband's date on what you had said about the children, the sister that's got the children that want to be coming
in or want to listen because they like the blog talk and like this and other things, you know, pertaining to this, their studies of religion, I'll put it that way. And that's a very, very good idea. And I can't wait for that. That would really, that would help me, you know, because I can't do like I used to. And that was one of my favorites, is trying to help teach, you know, from the University of Islam when it first started to Sister Claire Muhammad School when it first started and on into the public schools, you know, that I taught in New Jersey and in Nashville, Tennessee. And it just was one of my pet peeves besides being a nurse, you know. But still, those were my two fields. And now I'm Elias seemed fit for me just to slow my roll a little bit, you know. Not that I won't bounce back, inshallah I will. But maybe not as strong as I used to be. But inshallah, I still have that intuition. I still have that urge and that drive to keep on with that because I know our children are very important. You know, we may be big people to them, but they're little people. You know, they are little people as well. They're people as well, but they're little people. So we have to keep on teaching them otherwise, and we have to teach them the truth. Otherwise, how are they going to ever know? How are they going to ever know? And it bothers me, and it worries me, but I can only do it so much right now. You know, but inshallah, I'll bounce back with my health and everything and all the others, all of us who are concerned about our children. I wanted to interject this, Brother Suja, that I appreciated what you have spoke on. And if any time we want to listen to this DVD, we can listen to it. And it will run us through how the name Jesus came about and all these different pictures, blonde hair, blue eyes, and then brown hair and brown eyes, and then all that sort of thing. You know, it shows this. It shows it on this DVD. So just wanted to thank you, Brother Suja.
That's a CD.
Okay, well, whatever it is, if you want to listen to it, you know we can whenever you all see fit. I say I'm a Lincoln. Now my husband has jumped up since I got the phone. And he's going to start eating, running here eating now, trying to get your coffee. Come on, Akbar. He is just getting to be what do you make me a patsy? Making me a patsy for sitting in for him. That's what he used to call him, patsy, man. Don't make me your patsy. Okay, but anyway, I love talking about Islam, and especially when progress being made. And progress, a lot of people don't see it, but we're making a lot of progress, especially with the younger people, making a lot of progress. And we were just mentioning to the other day, well, yesterday, as a matter of fact, that we have to start getting more guests on our lines. And Suja had said tonight that he started to get more young people and that they're supposed to be coming on and all our boss. So that's a big help to y'all, to us, as a message of concern. I'm sure that Brother appreciate that and know that the program will go on and can go on and some donations will be coming in. We may have to, since I'm on a budget and can't do no work from home now, I may have to have payroll deductible. I may have to have a deductible from my check every month to send nothing but a few dollars of some kind, you know, because I do feel as if there's just something I can do, something. You know, so is my husband as well. So we're going to do that. And I'm glad he bulked it up the other day. He's trying to do a lot of things, Brother Ayneen is doing. And every time you turn around, he's got he's using his brain, he has good ideas, you know, for advancing our show and the other shows that he's into as well and on to. I mean, the Muslims have so many contributions until we can have a schedule. If we just had a schedule to make, you know, every day, just about all day, we would have something to listen to and to learn and to share, you know, on the radio or on the
you know, whatever means we have. Alhamdulillah. Akbar, you got to go, and then you got to come on now. You know, and relax. Here he is. Thank you all for listening.
Here he is. Don't choke. Both the water or something. One juice.
Okay.
Humili Shaitamati. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Yashadu ilahi laha illallah. Yashadu ilahi Muhammad Rasulullah. I'm looking at the news today and how people they're tuning in. Doing some everything. They shot it. They shot this lady house. And the bullet went through the house and hit her, hit two children, but didn't kill them. You know, they buried them. Found the man dead on the dead in the street. So all these things are going on, and I believe they're looking for a way out. And so we know the best way for them to get out or get into some is to Islam. T.B. Jake, his range of being an excellent speaker is coming, you know, at a price now. They know that this man is pushing homosexuality. My daughter was once with T.B. Jake. She used to love to hear him every Sunday. She said, "Dad, I can't listen to Momo because he's going against common nature, homosexuality. The scripture said to stay away from that." So you know, all the a bunch of them are following because the day of truth, the day of knowledge and understanding for the people have got to be given to the people. If you say you preach it and you doing it for God's sake, it's going to be manifest. Even Gino. He's saying a lot of things, and the people at him, he said the FBI is sitting among him. And he said what he's teaching is the truth. And then he attacked Farrakhan. He ain't said nothing against Imam W. Muhammad community. So, give him a benefit of the doubt. He's still pushing false Christianity. Jesus is not God. Somebody but one God is named Jesus. So, we know Allah got many names, and Jesus is not one of them. That, we know that word Jesus itself is a J. And it's not that old, the J that had been out. Allah been here ever since the creation. It made the creation. So Jesus cannot be God. And once a good imam or someone explained that to him, if he keeps saying that, then he's dooming himself. He keeps saying that a man is God. He's dooming himself. He put bringing doom, they teaching on himself. So we had to clear up that we have the truth. And yes, you could mention to people that they need to share the truth. But if they choose not to, there's no force on them. Only reason I go out and do what I have to, I feel obligated not to have something that is valuable and not sharing with whoever will listen. And I had to tell, Brother Muhammad today, and I will let him know that we can't read nobody. The only thing we can do is like the prophet did, make the message clear. And Allah will pick who he chooses, like he picked who he chooses among our family. He picked everybody in our family. He picked one. And that one he picked in that family, he let that one go out and share what they believe or what they think is right with the other family members. And it's still up to Allah to say, I would like that person can come in. Or Allah make all decisions go back to him. So we said, praises be to Allah. We're going to keep trying to write people. And people come into this religion, I see, as the scripture saying, grow. They're asking to come. They not finding like they used to. They're not calling this religion a terror religion, especially those ones that got sense. And the one ain't got no sense. Anybody they come up with aside themselves, they can call it terror, they going to do that. Because their thinking is not correct. So only thing we do, allowed to do, is make this truth clear. There's only one creator who created this world to test all us in. We're all passing through. And whatever we do, we pass through whatever record we accumulate on how we live our life, how we treated people, how we help people, mistreated people. All that goes on our record. And they're going to reward us or punish us. According which way the scale is tilted, and we want to be tilted more to the right. But we thank Allah for this great opportunity to be in a religion that makes sense. I was in a Christian religion. It didn't make any sense to me. Somebody died for my sins. Somebody going to come back. It looked like the same man that was mistreating everybody. We had to think about that and couldn't say what I wanted to say, because if I did, I would got in trouble. But today, I don't worry about getting in trouble. I try to tell the truth much as I see it, is to be true for what I have learned and share it with the people and pray that it helps them as well as it happened to me, because I got to hear myself talk too. So praises be to Allah, the Lord, cherish and sustainer of all the worlds. Allah is most gracious. He is the most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Alone we should be worshipped. Here alone that we supposed to be worshipped. Allah alone. And his aid we should be seeking. And we seek his aid through his scriptures, through his books that he has put in the world to read and try to make it understandable so it can help the person that's reading it and also will help the person who is listening. So I'm going to bring this back to Brother Suja. Brother Suja. What are you talking about? Is Brother Sister Karan there?
Ain't anybody else want to say anything?
Anybody else want to say anything? Sister Karan there.
Brother Suja was using her phone
because
his phone
had
nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum. Well, I got some now. So who should
Alhamdulillah, we got it, brother.
Okay,
we got it. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Inshallah, we're gonna get some more people to come on during this end time also. Inshallah. I'm gonna seriously try to get some more people to come on so we can do our best, you know. But the Quran say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim," with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 16, ayat 22, Allah says, your God is one God. As to those who believe not in the hereafter, and that's a problem. You got people doing things because they don't believe nothing's going to happen to them. They don't believe there is a hereafter. They don't believe there is a judgment. Said their heart refused, said believe not in the hereafter. Their heart refused to know. And, you know, you try to bring them knowledge, and they fight against it. And Allah said, and they are arrogant. Arrogant. Undoubtedly, Allah does know what they conceal and what they reveal. Verily, he loveth not the arrogant. When it is said to them, what is it that your Lord had revealed? They say, tales of the ancients. Let them bear on the day of judgment their own burden in full, and also something of the burden of those without knowledge whom they misled. Alas, how grievous the burden they would bear. So Allah ain't going to have no mercy on them, no pity on them. He said, let them bear the burden of the other people who they done talked to and misguided them, you know. I mean, we want to have mercy on them, but we can't have no mercy on them, you know, because they know what they're doing. They're doing what they are doing with their eyes open. They're working against God. They're saying that the revelation that Prophet Muhammad is bringing is tales of the ancient. Somebody telling a tale. So they're working against God. Allah said, go ahead on 26. Those before them did also plot against Allah's way. But Allah took their structure from their foundation, and the roof fell down on them from above, and the wrath seized them from direction they did not perceive. Then on the day of judgment, he will cover them with shame and say, where are my partners concerning whom you used to dispute with the godly? Those endued with knowledge will say, this day indeed are the unbelievers covered with shame and misery, namely those whose lives the angels take in a state of wrongdoing. To their own soul. Then would they offer submission with the pretense, we did no evil knowingly. The angels will reply, nay, but verily Allah knoweth all that you did. So enter the gate of hell to dwell therein. Thus evil indeed is the abode of the arrogant. To the righteous, when it is said, what is it that your Lord has revealed it? They say, all that is good. To those who do good, there is good in this world, and the home of the hereafter is even better. And excellent indeed is the home of the righteous. Garden of eternity, which they will enter. Beneath them flow pleasant rivers. They would have therein all that they wish. Thus doeth Allah reward the righteous, namely those who lie the angels take in a state of purity, saying to them, peace be on you. Enter ye the garden because of the good which you did in the world. Do the ungodly wait until the angels come to them? Or they'll come to them the command of thy Lord for their doom? So did those who went before them. But Allah wronged them not. Nay, they wronged it, their own souls. But the evil result of their deed overtook them.
And Allah white boy.
And that very wrath at which they had scoffed it, hemmed them in. The worshippers of false God say, if Allah had so willed, we should not have worshipped this all but him. Mm. You see how arrogant they are?
Yeah.
If Allah so willed.
Yeah.
We should not have worshipped all but him. If they got all these false gods that they worshiping, and they going to tell a believer when he tells them that it was a false god, and they say that if your God is real, if you got a real God, then he should had to let us know that we shouldn't worship nobody but him. Neither we nor our fathers should we have prescribed prohibition other than his. So did those who went before them. But what is the mission of messengers but to preach? Here we go, Agba. The clear message. This is what Allah said. But what is the mission of messengers but to preach the clear message? But we are surely sent amongst every people a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
With the command, serve Allah and eschew evil. Of the peoples were some whom Allah guided, and some on whom error became inedibly established. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who deny the truth.
Go ahead.
Is thou anxious? Huh?
Let it go ahead.
Yes. It said, if thou art anxious for their guidance, yet Allah guideth not such as he leads astray. And there is none to help them. They swear the strongest oath by Allah that Allah will not raise up those who die. Nay, but it is a promise binding on him in truth. But most among mankind realize it not. They must be raised up in order that he may manifest to them the truth of that wherein they differ, and that the rejecters of truth may realize that they had indeed surrendered to falsehood. For to anything which we have willed, we but say the word be, and it is. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So they go hunger. They're gonna come back with you, accusing you of saying that you're God. How is it that God communicating with you and he ain't communicating with me?
I
know you know them. You know, that's the way they think. Mm-hmm. Who is you? You know, that you gonna tell me what God want me to do and what not to do. Who are you?
Yeah, let God you know. Tell me. Yeah.
Yeah, let God tell me. Mm-hmm. Let God. I'm gonna keep doing this and let God tell me. You know, I'm going to keep fornicating. I'm going to keep lying and cheating and stealing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing that. That's how I live.
Yeah.
Allah said that when they see that hell, when they see that hell fire, Allah says that the angel going to ask them, is this what you... Is this what you deny? what you've been denying all the time? That's when that hell is coming. The judgment is really coming down. Is this what you've been denying all the time? So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I think that we, if we can get some of our young, I've seen some young preachers. I've seen some young preachers. I mean, I'm talking about 6 and 7 years old preach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we need our young people to know more than just how to memorize. You know, I think that we need a few of them that have an understanding of what they read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, we want the one that memorize also, but we also want some that understand what they read and can apply it in this world, in this everyday life. Because our young people have that type of ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, for a young person to come to you with understanding, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, and we have some that has understanding. I have seen young people, some young Muslims, ask questions that is so intelligent until it just surprises, it amazes you.
Well, I've seen people like that too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Damn, how you know to ask that type of question? So praise be to Allah. You know, we got plenty of them out there, and if we can pass on to them this truth, because
mm-hmm.
we know the truth. You see, if we can pass this truth on to them, where they understand it, and they can, and they are able to present it just like we present it, or even better. You know,
even better.
Yeah, I seen a young boy. He was about 7 years old. He was a hospice. He was in Africa. He was bad feeding and everything, but he can pronounce that Quran. He can say it so good to make tears come to your eyes.
Yeah.
About 6 or 7 years old.
And be stern with it. Yes, sir. I think he's yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
And I'm looking. I say, is that him talking? Is that him saying that?
It
be sounding so good and so clear,
yeah.
That it makes you say, "Is that him saying that?"
Yeah. And that was Sister Safika. She had a grandson, and he was walking down. He was walking down the hall, and Imam said, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "Do you know who I am, Brother Imam?" He said, I know you, man, get it down. That's the type of people we want to be leaders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, never shot. He was not afraid. You can see it in his voice. He didn't
miss a beat. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about. That's what I'm talking about. And see, when you got a young man that is not afraid and ready to die, would give his life.
The young gangbangers told us one time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'll be over there with y'all. I got to get myself together."
Yeah.
He said, "Y'all the only men out here." That thing went down by itself. He said, y'all the only men out here. So what did the young boy told us?
Alhamdulillah.
So, and he was particularly every way he said it. And he had been listening, you know, he sounded like it. He said, y'all the only real men out here. People, these men, stuff like that. He said,
that makes you feel good when you got people that type of understanding.
Exactly. Listen to them. Yeah, they
didn't
try to dress
the
boy, laid it down.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, and he's not pushing nothing bad. He's pushing something good.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how a person strive hard and is so serious about pushing something that's wrong. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. It's amazing.
But and when I read that Quran and see different people express that Quran,
yes, sir.
You know, I said, why is it that they can't see this? Why is it that they don't want to learn this?
Well,
and see, the Quran said that they are arrogant also.
Yeah, they're waiting on the style. Somebody they look up to tell them it's all right.
Yeah. So they're arrogant.
Up to. Yeah. Yeah. So that person
they look up to
he never encouraged them to do anything right.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to see the so we got a little thug on trial here at Atlanta. What kind of name is that? Little thug.
We got what now? Say it again. I understand.
We got the rapper named Little Thug on trial here in Georgia. He's
boy,
a big guy.
Boy,
big.
Boy.
That's the name he want to be known by. But everybody sent him away for so many years because they've been robbed. They old folk they got it on camera. They got all that on camera. And he's supposed to be the head of that, making plenty of money.
Yeah.
Saying,
Yeah, some of them be saying who they are. You know, they glorify that. I'm a nigger. I'm just among that. You know.
Yeah, I think the police putting one in the car, and he was taking my putting him in the car. Yo, I'm a real gangster. He said.
Yeah, you know, is that they think that being a thug or gangster make them somebody?
Yeah.
That other people should stand up and clap their hands. And young people, he wants young people to stand up and say, I want to be like you.
Yeah. They were showing Snoopy Dogg playing in the movie. People. And the name of the movie was Underdog. So it's on Netflix. So
it's
Snoop be a coach. He's supposed to be the coach. The head coach of the football team. And he tells cousins and some of everything that you shouldn't let nobody talk to your child like that. But they got all them children out there. feel the land that he's speaking about.
Yeah, they had a guy that was rich. I mean, I don't know whether he was rich or not, but he was talking to Snoop Dogg on the TV.
Yeah.
And he said, why is it you going to act the way that you act after you get rich? And you got children. And you're gonna call yourself a dog and Snoop your dog and all that and act like you was a gangster and drink all that alcohol. He said, why you wanna do all that after you rich? He said, people gotta get money to do right.
Yeah. It's
Snoop
going backwards.
I never have really liked him, you know, because I think that he's an enemy to the people. He's a traitor. He's in a position where he can impress people because he has money, but he'd rather give the people the wrong impression.
Cussing and going on.
So he's a traitor.
Yeah,
he's a traitor to the race.
Then I know there's another thing they're trying to sneak in, and on the they won't feed each other to play football with mayor.
They won't what?
They won't feed mayor to play football with the mayor, and mayor play football with the mayor. They want them females to play actors and God the quarterback.
Man, they got some people can hit you so hard it'll shake your world.
Yeah, I know. Some women can't take that.
They can't take that type of weight. Them probably hit you hard.
Yeah. This is exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
They're playing, they've got women showing a whole lot of different women playing football. They want them to play. Well, they got women playing football, you know, in just about hard and nothing on, showing the ball, tackling each other. They want them women there to play on the professional pro team with, you know. And the women can't take them licks from them before.
Yeah.
It's gonna be, but anybody easily lead these women to the slaughterhouse, then some of them think they're gonna want to go until they get there and they get hit a couple of times, then they gonna. Because I myself, I love the football. I play football, but I don't know why hit me like some of the football players hit you I stopped fighting.
Well, they're trying to push women also in Islam.
Yeah.
And it's real obvious that they're trying to put women out in front of the brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
they take
the
women.
That idea and Imam is against that. They had this sister. Sort of leading prayer and things, and remember explaining to her why is it that you can't lead prayer? Why is it that a man should lead the prayer?
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Aziz got the paper. I'm gonna get it from him and let him Xerox it off so I can talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah,
but the imam was totally. You don't want to put the woman out front.
Who's
there? And he said a person that leads the past is a person that you put out front, and you don't want to put the woman out front.
Yeah.
And he explained to why the woman is sitting in the back. The imam said the reason she's sitting in the back is so he can watch us and make sure we're doing it right. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what he said. I think that's a good point. I like that point. Yeah.
I said, like, Brother Sucha, Akbar is getting the phone to my
phone. I was like, Master Lamb.
Yeah, I heard you mention the other night that you wanted to discuss that about sisters leading prayers and all like that. I myself had run into a situation like that in Chattanooga when we had a dawah effort there. And Brother Norman had asked me to close with the Al-Fatiha, open with the Al-Fatiha, or something like that he asked. And I had been doing it, you know, even on a lifeline and everything. Okay, and I got ready to do it. But then the imam, or what was his name that passed up there in Chattanooga, the imam up there, what was his name, Akbar? Not Lest. I said Chattanooga.
No? Tennessee.
The one that passed.
Kabah.
Imam Kabah, he resented that. He really didn't like that. Okay. You know what the discrepancy was about, though, or what the understanding was, if they had come to a conclusion?
Al-Fatiha
is not considered a prayer. It said Al-Fatiha leading, just leading the prayer, you know, but Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha is not a prayer. It's like a... almost like a dua or opening or closing or something like that. It's not a prayer. And they decided that no, Al-Fatiha is not considered a prayer. You know, it's like an ayat, you know, like something like that. So it was okay, but... I couldn't understand it, because if Imam Rasul had asked me on the lifeline, when he was asking for different ones to do the opening, he heard my chant of the Al-Fatiha, and he has called on me like almost ever since. At one time, I was doing it every Saturday. And I told him I didn't think I shouldn't do it all the time. Maybe some other sisters should do it too, you know, could do it, not just me. But while I said that somebody haven't done their research, if some say that sisters should not nothing as far as is concerned about prayer sisters just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Especially when there was a brother around, when there were brothers around to do the opening.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't think we ever got to an understanding about it. Anything verified by Imam W.D. Muhammad or what? And since then, I let it slide on my part, because nobody has actually come forth and said why, or that Imam Muhammad condemned it or didn't want it.
Well,
you know? Brother Suja, maybe at another time we can be able to get that.
I'll discuss that, I don't think nothing wrong with Sister Lala. I'll tell you, explaining some you know words and things that is you know, that's not a prayer, you know. My wife wanted to say something, but she said she'll say it some other time.
Okay.
Yeah. But if Sister Lala, I want to come on. Praise be to Allah.
Okay. He's got her own, Sister Lala. I said,
"Well, alhamdulillah,
Sister Lala."
Here we go, alhamdulillah. Lord, our G, open up for us, open up to your spirit living within us, that we may live fully each day of our lives. Touch us. that we may welcome more aware, we may become more aware of all that is around us. Growing in a sense of wonder and awe, and in appreciation for all that we see and hear and touch and taste and smell. May we live in such a way that we never take anything for granted, but always be appreciative and express our thanks to those who are part of our lives. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. One more. A mother is the biggest blessing. Never take it for granted. Be grateful and have the privilege to spend time with her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all mothers and give them highest rank in both the worlds. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So inshallah, we're gonna get your husband, to close it up, in prayer.
Okay.
Karan, you had something to say?
No.
Karan had something.
She gonna do it next. She said she gonna say something. Tomorrow.
Okay. Brother Bart.
Okay. Ooh, they don't have a minute. Yeah. It's 9:01. Let me close it. Let me just read this here until he gets back.
Okay.
Every positive thought is a silent prayer, which will change. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer, which will change. Okay.
Amen. Allah, Bismillah, forgive us all our sins and all our mistakes. Please refresh us and protect us. And guide us with righteous deeds and good character. Confess and guide us with righteousness and the brothers from you what thou.
Amen.
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 Long white bar.
Long white bar.
That's our
nigga.
We got something.
What do you
got? We want them brothers to stay ready.
Remember Allah, Allah, remember you. That's right. Stay ready. You don't have to get ready.
Hello,
that's
who Akbar.
Hello, Akbar. Y'all have a view.